Good Devach. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. Parshas Truma is a difficult parsha in many ways. The storyline is minimal. We don't have Avram Avinu discovering Hashem, or Yaakov Avinu sleeping on a rock, or Moshe Rabbeinu engaged in Matan Torah at Har Sinai. We have the construction of the Mishkan and its Kelim. And so the question becomes, what is the significance, the ethical, spiritual teachings of this architectural design? And truth be told, each aspect of the Mishkan and its Kelim, if evaluated carefully, does indeed contain profound messages. And I'd like to take a look at the Aron and the Mizbeach and the Shulchan as a triumvirate. The Torah tells us that the Aron has a certain dimension, the Shulchan has a certain dimension, and the Mizbeach has a certain dimension. And what is interesting, however, is that the Aron is, says the Pasuk, the Asu Aron Atze Shitim, Amasayim Vachetzi Arko, the Ama Vachetzi Rachbo, the Ama Vachetzi Komaso. So the Aron is going to be a dimension of 2.5 by 1.5 by 1.5 Amos. And that seems to be a seemingly unimportant point, more than just other than just the fact that it's the size of the Aron. But if you compare it with the other Kelim, i.e. the Mizbeach and the Shulchan, what you notice is that the Mizbeach is made of whole dimensions, and the Shulchan is also made of whole dimensions. It is only the Aron that is made in these half dimensions, in these fractional dimensions. And so the question is, what is the significance of that? Indeed, Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Minayin shekol hamosif goreya. How do we know the principle that whoever adds is actually subtracting? Whoever does more is causing a detriment? From right here, from our pasuk, Amasayim v'chetzi arko. 2.5 amos. What is the meaning of this statement of Chazal? So we're going to try to answer both of these questions. Number two, the significance of these half measures, of these fractional dimensions of the Aron versus the other two, Kelim, the Mizbeach and the Shulchan, as well as to understand the statement of Chazal, Kol Hamosif Goreya, as it relates to the dimensions of the Aron. And so if you think about it, what do the Mizbeach and the Shulchan represent? So let's start with the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach represents the Karbanos, which are offered on the Mizbeach, and as the Kli Yakar points out, the Mizbeach, whether it's the Mizbeach Ketoras, and I quote here, Hayukol Amosav Shleimim V'chein Mizbeach HaOla, whether it's the Mizbeach Ketoras or the Mizbeach HaOla, doesn't make a difference. The dimensions are whole. Why, says the Kli Yakar? Ki Inyan Shneihem Lahashlem Is HaAdam HaChoser Mitzad Ma'asav. Because the whole point of these of the Mizbeach is through the effective, through the execution of the Karbanos, to bring about a kapara. A person should be made whole. What they are missing is now whole. A person is blemished through a consequence of their sin, and now there's complete tshuva, there's complete atonement. And so therefore, it makes sense that the dimensions of the Mizbeach would be whole dimensions. Or, for example, the Shulchan. The Shulchan, too, says the Kli Yakar, Miramez lechaser malchus ulechol hatzlachos ha'enoshios asher Yisrael zochin lahen mishulchan gavoa. That is to say, that the Shulchan represents and corresponds to all the material, physical successes that a person is going to receive from the Shulchan on high. And therefore, it makes quite a bit of sense that a person should be sameach b'chelko. A person gets whatever they get from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and whatever they get from the Ribbono Shel Olam is what they should be getting. That is it in its entirety. And as a consequence, if that is what a person is supposed to be getting, then they should be shalim with that. They should be whole and complete with that. What we get from the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Mizbeach via related to Karbanos, or from the Shulchan Gavoa, the Hatzlachos, the successes, the Hatzlachos HaEnoshios, which we are Zocha, which we merit from the Shulchan Gavoa, that comes from Hashem. That's what Hashem provides. And what Hashem provides is full, whole, and complete. However, when it comes to the Aron represents something else. The Aron represents the Luchos that are held within, the journey, the spiritual journey of a Jew. And that is never complete. That can never be whole. That can never be full. Because what a Jew has to understand is that there is always something at the end of the rainbow, just around the corner. There is more spiritual refinement that can be acquired. There is greater spiritual achievement that must be added. There is additional knowledge and yediyas HaTorah and yediyas Hashem and yediyas Ritzon Hashem through the Torah. It can only be half measures. The Aron is 1.5 by 1.5 by 2.5 because there is no completion. It is never a complete. When a Jew arrives, the only time a Jew arrives is La'achar Me'av Esrim, after 120 years. That's when a Jew arrives, because that's when there's no more to do. And therefore, it makes quite a bit of sense that the Aron is half measures. We usually associate half measures with half-baked, with not doing it fully. But paradoxically, for a Jew to be complete in their Avodas Hashem is to understand that they are always incomplete. And now we can understand the statement of Chazal, Minayin Shekol HaMosif Gorea. How do you know that if you add, you are indeed subtracting? That comes from the Aron, Amasayim Bachetzi Arko. Because if a person believes that they can fill in what is missing, that they can fill the gap, that the gap is fillable, I should say, then they are Gorea. They cannot develop and they cannot continue to achieve and to refine and to become more. And there are only two directions in which a person can exist. They're either going up in elevating in their spirituality, or they're going down. There is no stagnation. It's only up or down. The famous mashal of the ramp of the Mizbeach, they're only going up or going down. You cannot stagnate. That's the pshat minayin shekol hamosif goreya mehacha, from right here, amasayim v'chetzi arko. So when it comes to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do for us, that's shalem. God, what Hashem provides to us in terms of kapara on the Mizbeach, in terms of all hatzlachos and successes and whatever, personal things come from Shulchan Gavoach, what Hashem provides to us is whole and complete. But our job, our journey, our focus, our trajectory must always be half measures. Not half measures, half baked, but understanding that as much as we do, we've never arrived and we cannot be complete. And as long as we have that mental focus and that strategy in terms of our Avodas Hashem, then we indeed will continue to grow and become more than we could ever expect. Once we believe that we can fill the gap and be whole, that is the trajectory of downward spiral and self-immolation. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the wisdom, the courage, and the fortitude to continue half measures ad mea ve'esrim. Gudvach Shavua Tov to all.